Joe's not kicking back up this week, and we had a whole heck of a lot to do this past
weekend. Weekend update.
Labor Day weekend update. Certainly. What was ever so weekend worthy? Well, got to begin it with you out there, for crying out loud. We were gripping, grinning, shaking hands. It was fantastic. The return and resumption of our Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour 2025. There in the Ville, in Stephenville. Our home away from home right there, right under the shadow of our Hank FM transmitter at the Atwoods there. So big thanks to all of those. And you talk about shaking hands.
All right, we're here in line. I'm here to shake hands one by one. What's your name?
Dylan.
Very good, Dylan.
Dave.
We were shaking.
Oh. Brock.
Everybody.
All right, very good. Oh, I didn't get yours.
Yeah.
Kara.
Yeah.
Kimley.
All right. I've shook both yours.
Big thanks to all of you, Hank.
What's that? Paul.
So many hands shaken. So many jeans given away, too, and a lot of great time. So I really appreciate that. We will keep it going. Our Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Be listening for the next tour stop. And when it comes to your Ville or Bury or other such lovely rows, perhaps. Yeah, we got to get out to Glenrose, don't we? Be listening for the details on that. Elsewhere, it was obviously a big football weekend. Our Cowboys, Thursday Night Football, and Cowboy Jerry will have his season kickoff song coming up. When it came to the other Texas teams, like number one ranked, going up against number two, OSU, Ohio State, University of Texas would like to restart their season. And they lost the game 14-7. And evidently somebody, according to Caesar Sportsbook, somebody lost $1 million bet, as somebody placed $1 million on the Texas Longhorns to beat Ohio State Buckeyes. So they lost. Please no wagering, okay? Also on what 735 is coming up on the way. On the flip side of that, Army paid for the privilege to be beaten by Tarleton State. What a game out there for the Texans. Tarleton State, you are nationally ranked now, but two overtimes, 30-27, and the Army program paid Tarleton $250,000 for the privilege for that. So put the money in the bag and the dub right there. SMU also wins against Texas A&M Commerce, and TCU going on the road to take on Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. In attendance for this, Belichick's debut in college sports, Michael Jordan, Mia Hamm, Lawrence Taylor, Julius Peppers, Eric Church, Chase Rice, all in attendance there at Chapel Hill. The only people that didn't show up would be the UNC Tar Heels, losing to our Horned Frogs 48-14. Good job, Sonny and the boys out there. Oh, yeah, and Bill Belichick's girlfriend there in the suite level, too. So congratulations to her. I'm sure that's going well. Of course, the Texas High School football ranks. We get it back going on tonight. The Alito Coaches Show podcast after their big win over Denton Guyer over the weekend. So many big games to kick off the season. They'll be sizing it all up tonight. Parker County Brewing Company there. The Alito Coaches Show podcast. That's right behind the Brookshires in Alito. They'll size up the next week opponent. Get all the details, 921HankFM.com. As we said, Heather Lee is out this week, and I don't know what she did in the weekend, but mine was rather full. First of all, it was my parents'. Their technical 50th anniversary is coming up this Thursday. 50 years for my parents, man. What a testament, man. What an example.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
And we all went down to Florey Lake. More details on this coming up on the way. We had a blowout on the way there. Tire. I was a man. It was beautiful. And then other such things happened over the weekend. But one of the things was my dad got this inflatable boat. And we were getting Mom into it. And Dad was in the back and I was in the boat helping Mom get in. And then suddenly the boat started moving from the dock and Mom was going in the water. And then Dad, somehow helping, they both go in the water. Fine, they're fine. The life jackets for everybody on that and stuff like that. But, yeah. Playing even Will It Float with my parents.
Will
yeah.
It Float!
Happy 50th. It's a way to celebrate everything. And there was other such things to certainly celebrate that happened over the weekend.
And so you have big news on Tuesday.
And I can't do it alone, okay, on the way. And Heather Lee's out, and she's going to be livid. She's not here today because 7:35, well, we'll call her show, okay?
It's KB and Heather Lee.